This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Each week, we've been checking in on real estate markets across the U.S., and in almost every conversation, we hear about foreclosures. The foreclosure tracking company RealtyTrack says that more than 5 million homes have been foreclosed on since January 2006. Even today, the New York Fed estimates that there are nearly 500,000 lender or bank-owned properties around the country. That is a lot of real estate, and it's a big opportunity for con artists who have their own ideas about how to make a buck off of all of those vacant homes caught in limbo. From Los Angeles, Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
When Ted Brass visits the homes he manages, he expects them to be vacant.
Wow, somebody's here. You know, put the key in the door, the key didn't work.
Brass works with foreclosures and bank-owned properties in the Inglewood area of L.A. About once a month, he finds someone living in a home he's trying to sell.
And a young man came to the door and says, yeah, they actually had a lease agreement from the person that they paid cash to. I said, this property is not for rent.
This is what's known as a foreclosure rental scam, where con artists list bank-owned properties as rentals, usually on Craigslist. They put unsuspecting tenants in the homes and collect rent until they're found out. That's exactly what happened to Vance Pritchett. He's a 27-year-old tattoo artist who recently found a great deal on Craigslist. It turned out to be the same house that Brass was trying to sell.
A house, which was a two-story house. The guy came, he gave receipts to the individuals that was paying rent.
His housemates agreed to pay cash for a break on the rent. Pritchett worked out a deal to fix up the place in exchange for a room.
We went to Home Depot, bought new locks, rake and lawn equipment, towels, toilet paper. A couple days after that, I went to school, and when I came back, I was met by Ted Brass.
Brass says that scammers prey on people who might have trouble getting a lease otherwise. They conduct their negotiations via email and disposable cell phones, and they weed out tenants who ask too many questions. These fake landlords collect first and last month's rent in cash, and then they vanish.
Ted came and told us that we had to move out and that the police was there. I packed up the same day and was out of there because there's nothing that I could do about it.
Since the housing crisis began, Brass has hired inspectors to check in on the properties he manages.
So I do weekly inspections to these different properties to make sure that nobody has actually moved in.
That's Vance Pritchett Sr. He came to help his son move out of Ted Brass's property. Brass was impressed with the way that Pritchett handled a tense situation, and he offered him a job as a home inspector. I drive with Pritchett Sr. from foreclosure to foreclosure in a part of Inglewood where nearly 8% of homes are vacant.
So we come in to a vacant house and it echoes.
Most of the homes that Pritchett inspects have for sale signs out front. Many are owned by the mortgage lender, Freddie Mac. He takes pictures, checks the lights and water, and locks up again. Rob Hagberg is Associate Director of Fraud Investigations at Freddie Mac. He describes foreclosure rental scams as a crime of opportunity.
Florida, Nevada, California, it would seem that any area of the country where there's a large inventory of foreclosed properties is going to be vulnerable.
In Los Angeles, these crimes have been on the rise. But Hagberg says that this type of fraud often goes unreported. Wait a minute, unreported?
Calling law enforcement is a double-edged sword.
Adam O'Neill is a real estate investor who buys bank-owned homes throughout Los Angeles.
What often happens is law enforcement will ask for a lease, and they'll see the lease, and they will determine then that it's a civil matter.
If police aren't confident the lease is fake, and usually they aren't, they may decline to get involved.
In this situation, there's a couple things we can do. We can try to evict them or go through a legal process, which is costly and time-consuming. Or you negotiate a cash for keys situation.
Cash for keys is another type of foreclosure rental scam. Con artists occupy a house just as it sells and demand several thousand dollars from the new owners before agreeing to move out. O'Neill says that he and other investors almost always decide to pay up.
You make a business decision even though you know it's really criminal activity.
O'Neill and his partners buy and remodel up to 20 distressed homes at once. They do whatever they can to avoid scams. They board up homes within hours of buying them, install alarm systems, and even pay their own employees to live in them, moving from house to house to house. O'Neill says new homeowners should try to secure their homes or move in as soon as possible. As for renters, Freddie Mac's Rob Hagberg says,
if it looks too good to be true, it just might be.
Some basic tips? Google a property's address to see if it's for sale. Don't pay cash and ask a lot of questions. In Los Angeles, I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity for Marketplace.